Welcome to a World of Good podcast. I'm Nate Tapman.
And I'm Andrew Gale.
And we are two friends
who love Jesus,
care about the church,
and travel the world to share stories of people who do the same.
Our conversations happen in all kinds of places,
like a coffee shop in an airport terminal,
or even the back of a crowded taxi.
But no matter where we go, from Argentina to Zimbabwe,
we capture stories of the good God is doing around the world.
And we hope those stories will do you a world of good.
So I am here with Marcos and Catherine Lavaglio, and we are in Arco, Italy. Arco's in the region of what, Trento?
Yeah, it's in Trentino Alto Adige.
Trentino. Yes. And it's northern part of Italy, in the very beautiful, I guess, kind of the neighboring city or town is Riva de Garda. Mm-hmm. And this area, Riva de Garda and Arco, is kind of, it's very much a tourist place, right? You have a lot of people that come visiting. Yeah. What do they come for? What do they do? Why do they come?
They usually come from Germany, from Netherlands. And especially these people, they usually come here for holidays. So it's a very touristic place. Of course, a lot of other people, yeah, but more German and Netherlands, from Netherlands.
And they're coming to go to the lake. They're coming to hike, mountain climb, bike, all the outdoor stuff.
Yeah. There are a lot of sport places.
Okay.
So people love to come here and just, or visit the lake and spend time in the lake, in front of the lake, or just climbing or doing sports, like even going by bicycle. So, yeah.
I've often wondered what it's like to have a church in a tourist town, because there's kind of this, you have this influx, you know, of tourists coming into your city, leaving, but then you also have the locals with the local industries, lots of restaurants and hotels that are here. What's that experience like in terms of, you know, wanting to reach people, wanting to have a local church that reaches the community? Is it more or less difficult when you're in a tourist town or tourist community? Have you found it to be difficult in that way, or not necessarily?
Well, I think it's difficult one way, because during the summer, the most of the people in the church have to work, because they work in restaurants or bars. So in summer, we don't have all the people as usual, because they have to work.
Yeah.
Also, in the Sunday mornings, they are working. And so in summer, you see the church that is the middle of as usual. And so I think this is the problem for the local people here. But I think it's also a very good experience, because you can meet a lot of people, different people, because some of them come here to holidays, mm-hmm. and they are looking for a church. So in summer, you meet a lot of new people, mm-hmm. and you get in contact with them. But I think that for the local church, it's not that relevant, because we are working on with people that live in Arco.
Yeah.
And their life is here. So the people who lives here stay in the church, except when they have to work. But yeah. I think this is...
Yeah. And we're in your new facility, or newer facility, newer building, and you shared with the church that... today wasn't your one-year anniversary, correct? Or when is your one-year anniversary? It's sometime this month?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. I missed that. It was you were announcing it in Italian, yes. And my Italian is not that good right now. No, so maybe the next time I come. But I knew it was a 1 year anniversary. So wow, that is, congratulations. That,
yes, it was very a very good experience to move to this new facility.
Yeah.
Because as we moved here in a biggest place, also the church start growing, mm-hmm. and not only in numbers, but above all in family feeling and in love. Mm. And it was very, very good because when we moved here, everybody worked in the moving things that we have to do. Mm-hmm. And so now the church is not anymore only of the pastors, but of everybody, mm-hmm. because everybody has done something. So this new facility helped us also to create this sense of family. Mm-hmm. And so it's very good.
It's very difficult for a Protestant church to have their own building or facility, correct? It's cost a lot of money. It's very difficult to put that facility in your name, that sort of thing. So oftentimes you're left with trying to find places to rent and space to rent and having to accommodate your services, where you're playing music and singing and things like that. There's only certain kinds of places that you can rent from. And so your other place, it was a storefront place, mm-hmm. one room, except for the closet and the bathroom. And what I remember about that place was it was very difficult to try to find something for the kids, the children to go to. I remember mm-hmm. there were times in the summer when it was warmer, they were out back in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. I think for a while they were in a parking garage, other times in the bathroom, like the closet bathroom. And so you guys moved from that to this facility, which isn't more of a, I guess it's a central commercial kind of facility. You're on the second floor. Place for worship, place for kids. So it just to paint that picture of where you guys used to be to where you are now, it's just a lot nicer, yes. A lot better. It's more exciting. And so, and Marcos, I think you were telling me too that, again, just since you've moved in the last year, you can point to only a few families that are here that were in the previous church. And there's been a lot of newer families that have come since here or since you've moved into here.
Yeah. Yes.
And I guess one of the things I wanted to ask too, through that, you guys had a baptism celebration this summer, and you don't have to go through and tell me the names of the people or anything, but just maybe to share a little bit of context in terms of some of the people that were baptized and why they wanted to be baptized.
Yeah, I think it was an exciting year for us, changing everything. And maybe I just remember just talking about the kids. I remember at some point that we have to ask to the owner of the place to use his garage or the place where they put their car,
yeah.
their cars. And sometimes was in the winter, so it was cold, of course. And I remember that we take something to the kids feel warm.
Yeah, some heaters and that sort of thing.
Yeah, was a very difficult time because it was a thing in our hearts that that's not good for the children to stay in the cold place or, mm-hmm. and we had a period when I remember a washing machine place in front of the church. The owner gave us just to bring the children and take them in that place maybe some minutes, like 20 minutes or half an hour, but. They went there, but after a few weeks, he said, okay, it's not good anymore. Mm-hmm. So we were really, we were sad because some people in the church started to don't take their children to the church,
yeah.
because the church was little and yeah. And the kids, of course, they want to run, yeah. they want to play. And yeah, it was
I mean, I'm just imagining, yeah. Come bring your family to church and yeah, the kids, they have to go play in the garage or go have Sunday school in the garage. Yeah. That's not a very inviting thing for a new family.
No, we are fathers and I think I will not take my son. I just take, but God put in our hearts, that was the moment to find a place. Mm-hmm. And how you say it was difficult because when we get some really beautiful place, the owner didn't want to change the the swimming. For it's like they say in the contract that that place is going to be a church.
The zone.
So
yeah,
it's not only to be like a shop or a store or whatever,
an
you know.
Office.
Yeah,
or...
it's just people that they are going to do something that they are not get money from what they are doing. Mm. So every time we find a good price and everything, they said, oh, what? How we can resolve this problem. Mm-hmm. So they decided to say, okay, maybe you have to find another place. So it was a period that we find one, two, and three. And so we were like a little bit sad. But we can say this. We started to pray God and asking him to show us a good place. And at the same moment, we are looking for an apartment for us in Arco because we wanted to change.
For your family.
Yeah, for change, you know. And so it was a surprise. I think I can talk about this. This guy called me. It's an agency for apartments. And yeah, you know, that they help the owners to find somebody to rent their places. And so this guy showed me the place for the church. And I was, wow, this is amazing. This is exciting. But I have a question for you. The owner wants to change the tuning, and he said, oh, for him, it's not a problem. He will do everything.
Wow.
So for us, was, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the first time in a few years that we heard this these words. And so then he said to me, I have another place in another floor. You want to see it? And so we went there, and I said, wow, this is an apartment that he wanted to rent to. And he said, yes, of course, he's renting. So, oh, wow, that's amazing. This is for us. So we were praying for a place for us to live in. But in the same time, we get the church place and our apartment. So it was amazing. Mm. And the kids, they are happy now. They are happy now.
That is great.
Yeah.
That is great. So, again, you said, you know, this last year has been special for you. You had the new building. You had the baptisms. And from what I wasn't here during that part, but I've heard some of the stories, just some very cool life-changing things were happening with those who were baptized. What else have you guys celebrated over this last year?
If I can add something, that for the Church of Arco, like the worst year of the world, literally, was the best year.
Mm.
Because during the start of COVID, we found this facility and this place. And God was very faithful in every way to help us to move to this facility. And when we moved here, God was preparing our hearts and the church the previous year, because in the 2019, we almost lose every person of the church.
Mm.
When Marcos was dedicated as a pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There were Marcos, I, my mom, Isabella, and Olga always there. And nobody else, because for someone reason, like one family has to move, another leave. And so we were so disappointed and so sad. But we had like the promise.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the faith that we will see something here. And when we moved to this new facility, the first thing that happened was that also the families that were not so involved to the church start to being more involved and start to be part of this family.
Mm.
For example, as I told you, the Marmos family, Francis, Max, and Naomi. And we little by little start to see more families coming to the church. The first family who arrived was Gianluigi and Stefania. And they are like children for us, because they are, yeah, in the faith, they are the first people that we are following from the beginning.
Wow.
And we can always remember the first time we met them. He Gianluigi wrote to Marcos and say, "Hi, hello, I know you are a pastor. We would like to have dinner with you." And we were eating a pizza and they start to ask a lot of questions. And we were like, oh, it's too much. But so, like directly, like everything. And wow. We were like, oh, in some question, we didn't have answer for them. So we said, we don't know yet. We have to practice. It's not the moment for you. You will see that. And they start. They were very hungry of God. And I think in this year, they are the most visible miracle because they came very empty and God started to fill them. Gianluigi was healed with a chronic illness in his stomach. And he couldn't eat anything. And he was very, very sad and very upset. But when they start their path with Jesus, they understood that they could they could become strong in Jesus. And they start to seeing change in their lives. And they start to decide at the beginning of this year, they say, we want to get baptized. And we say, okay, but we have to wait to the good climate because we don't have any pool in the church.
Yeah,
so
you got to do it outside.
Yeah, we want to do it in the lake. So you have to wait. And then like 1 month later, no, we won't. Okay. And so then, no, we will. Okay. And at some point they were so sad and disappointed about this illness and they decided like to leave everything. They were going to get separate. They were not married at the time. And once she arrived and say, I will let everything. And so then we start to pray. The whole church, because she told us to everybody, so we start to play. And one day it changed everything. They feel like the Holy Spirit, they were having this conversation. They feel the Holy Spirit between them and they say, no, we have to keep going. We have to keep going in our relationship and in our relationship with God. So they decided to get baptized and she decided to get baptized. He wasn't ready for that moment. But it was so amazing. When she got baptized, she came out and she was super happy. And in that moment, when he saw her, he decided to get baptized too. And so he asked, can I? And we were, of course you can. It's not a problem. But I didn't do the baptism course, but it doesn't matter. You can go. And so they got baptized the same day. And they were praying for 8 months for a new job for him. And 3 days after the baptism, he got a new job.
Wow.
And after this, they got a new house. And after that, everything was open and they got married last week. And now they have new house, new job, new relationship, new life.
Wow.
And they are super happy. Every time we speak with them, you feel the new beginners' love and passion for Jesus.
Yeah.
And you get contagious with them. So they are amazing. And also, there were another family that came to the church. And this guy was coming to the church because of her wife. But then he started really to have a relationship with God and he decided to get baptized. And we really love Rich and Rosaline because he's very, he wants to do things for God. We were needing somebody to
play the drums. Yeah.
And one morning he comes to the church and say, let's do it. I will do it. And he started to play the drum. And we didn't know that he was able. He didn't knew it neither.
He didn't know that he could play the drums.
Yeah, but
He just tried.
And he was very good. And so he said after all these
words.
And you see him, it was good also today. And he's very faithful with Rosalind. They are so faithful. Mm. And so also he baptized was very emotional for us. And because we can see in him like the job that God is doing in the mm-hmm. work that God is doing in his life mm-hmm. daily, you know?
Yeah.
Everything that he understands now that he didn't understood. So it was amazing. And also he is the answer of Rosalind's prayer because she was praying for this moment so many years. Mm. And now that they are working in the church together, she is super happy. Of course, is a work in progress for everybody, not only.
Yeah.
And so these are the baptism, and we are seeing how God is moving in these persons and in our lives.
Mm.
And we are super happy and proud of everyone.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I forgot to share was that, again, to give our listeners some context, is you guys were right in the middle of COVID hitting Europe. I mean, you guys were the right smack dab in the middle of all of this. And so, Marcos, we actually interviewed you and Pastor Danny Santanacino from the church in Ostia outside of Rome, kind of during that time in terms of what was happening here and how things were happening. You guys, your son, Noah, was born kind of in the middle of all of that. And so, again, I'm just thinking, I'm remembering that and thinking, man, the last year to year and a half, there's been a lot of changes in your guys' family and your church and your ministry, the relationships. You know, Marcos, I think I've known you for, man, seven, eight years, somewhere around in there. And so just thinking of, you know, Marcos from the 7, 8 years ago, to the Marcos now, and to see where you're at and where God has directed you. When you think about all of that, I mean, how have, through this experience over the last year and a half, 2 years, has there been anything that's changed in your mind or your heart in terms of following God through all of these changes, through all these difficulties, through all the highs and the lows? Has anything changed, or what has changed in you and what it means to be a father now, a pastor? What has that been like for you over these last 2 years?
I think it's totally different from 2 years ago, because if I was trying to think, everything was like, you know, like my father's mission, my father's church, or God is using my father in this ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, I think I was down, you know, in a down. Yeah. My father was up and I was down, you know?
Yeah. And just to give the listeners some context, what you're referring to, your father started the church. Mm-hmm. How many years ago?
10 years ago.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So you're saying your father started a church, and so he was the pastor. He was the person everybody looked to, and you were just kind of there following his vision for mm-hmm. the church and following. You were a part of his ministry.
Yeah. So I think it's everything changed. Even the vision of the church, even how we are living our life, and of course was a totally different moment, because we were growing in our relationship, me and Kate. Right now we are learning how to love each other, and so sometimes,
and that never stops.
Yeah,
you're always gonna be learning.
I know. You know, it was a crazy moment, because we were just starting to meet each other, but at the same time we started to be the leaders and pastors of a congregation. And it was like, yo, okay, I finished the war in this place, so right now I have another not war, because it's too bad. Okay, but it's like we have our life out of the church. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was totally different. I feel this in a spiritual mode too, you know, because it wasn't anymore my father. I don't know how to say in English. I'm just trying to remember. It's not my father praying for the church, or I'm the father of cobertura. I'm just trying to, remember the word. Okay. Yeah, responsibility. Yeah, spiritual responsibility is mm-hmm. the correct. Maybe yeah. it is the yeah. good word to explain this.
Yeah.
It's not anymore God guide my father to make the church grow, but it's now me. And I say every time, it's not only me, but it's Kate too, because mm-hmm. we are work together here in, and it's not only Marcos, but Kate helped me too much in this ministry. And so it's our responsibility now. Mm-hmm. And so that's the difference that we started to feel.
Yeah.
We started to feel the heavy of the people, the problems, the situation, the happiness too. Yeah, of course. How Katerina shared the experience with these guys, how God is make people grow up in the faith. Yeah, for us it's just we met people that they already come for a church, and that's maybe they gone away for a while and then they return. But these guys was just new born people in the faith. So I think was a really difficult situation in some points, but beautiful moment. So if I want to answer you very quickly, I say to you, everything is changed. Everything was different, but Ryan, it was a good experience for us during this year. Yes, right now is God helping us to do His will mm-hmm. better. So mm-hmm. it's totally different.
Yeah, and I'm remembering now too how it seems like you've been in this position a lot longer than what you really have. It feels like you've been the pastor, you know, for maybe four or five years, but it's only been a couple of years, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Because I was like, I don't know how to say in English, but Copeland. I just fireman.
A fireman? Well, how so?
You can cut this. It's like where the problems started to come in the church, through my father and the others, I just put water.
You had to put the fires out.
So that's why are you mean that I was like a pastor of one of the pastors of the church, but I'm not yet. So
as if that wasn't enough, you guys now have a new project that you're starting on. I guess did that happen in this calendar year? And I'm referring to iCactus. Was that this calendar year? Was that in 2021 that this started, or was it in 2020 that it started?
Well, it started 11 years ago.
11 years ago.
More or less. Because we met Ilaria and Luis 11 years ago.
Okay.
And we were very friend, and we had a lot of fun with them. Luis and Ilaria are very hilarious, you can say it. They're very funny people. And but the iCactus idea was born last year, 2020, after pandemic, because in 2018 we had a camp and we were worshiping together, and we really feel comfortable worshiping all together because we were in the same wave and it was easy to worship with them. Mm-hmm. And after this camp, our friendship got stronger and we start to spend a lot of time together. During the pandemic period, we were always on Zoom call. I remember I was getting in labor and we were on Zoom with them.
Oh, you're so kidding
I was
me.
Like the night before I went to the hospital, we were playing on Zoom together.
Oh.
And so we were so close. And when last summer Italy opens the door between the cities, because mm-hmm. we were close in
you
the cities,
travel.
We yeah. couldn't travel. They came to our house and we start to say, we want to do something for this generation, but not something typical, because as you say, this afternoon, the church had changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
And we understood that we couldn't do church the same way before.
Yeah.
And in USA, on South America, it's very common to have preachers or people that do evangelism through socials or in different ways apart the church. But here in Italy, it's not. So last summer, we were at the lake and we say, let's do something different, like use social media to spread the gospel, but not preaching, but in funny ways, in a different way to touch the heart of the young people. We have a range, like teenagers and young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And we start like this. We had a plan to start with Instagram, with YouTube channels and all these things. But we never had time because of our...
I wonder why.
Because everybody work, so we have to work time. And also we had Noah, but he has never been a problem at all. But and then also the pandemic, every month you have to change. No, now everybody at home. And then, no, you can open, but not going to Trento or not going to Arco. So we couldn't make. In Christmas, they came to our house and we were like, okay, now we have to do something with this project. Really, guys, we have to do something. We start to plan our one of the future videos on YouTube. And I was on Facebook and I saw that there were a contest for music. And just like a joke, I told them, we could participate to this contest. Tomorrow is the last day of the presentation. It's just, we can try. And they say, no, we cannot. We have only one afternoon. We cannot prepare good enough. And I said, let's go. And they say, okay. And in one morning, we record the song, we did the video, and we say, send this.
Wow.
Like this. And we said, nobody knows us. We have nothing to lose. If they don't accept us, it's the same. It's not good.
And just to be clear, this is a national competition, correct?
Yes.
All around Italy.
Yes.
People were sending in their applications, their videos, their songs. So it wasn't a local or a regional. It was a national competition.
Yeah. And this is a national competition of Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
And not only Protestant, but also Catholic.
Mm.
And we were very like, let's see. But, you know, inside of us, we were like, oh, we hope. Oh,
yeah.
Can you imagine how would it be to record a CD, to have music on Spotify? Wow. It's just a dream.
It's just a dream.
We won't be that good. And there were 160 people that attend to this contest. And they just took 60.
Wow.
And we received the email and we were in the 60.
Wow.
And we were like, yeah, but okay. We won't go to the other step.
Yeah.
It's just until here. And so we went to Verona. We have the live auditions. And we were like very nice because we were the same clothes, more or less. We asked to a brother of the church to draw our jacket. You can see it in Instagram.
Okay.
He's handmade by this brother. And we were like, a band, a super famous band like this, And we were the last one. It was very, don't do this if you do to a contest. Don't be the last. Because everybody goes in and sing. And we were like, oh, They're too good.
Yeah.
What we are doing here.
You're comparing yourselves to everybody.
They were so good.
Now we came back home.
Really? They were so good. So perfect voices. And we are not that good with voice. We are very funny, we have a lot of attitude, but we know our
limitations.
Yes, limitations.
Yeah.
And we were the last ones. And when we came there, we were very nervous, but the judges liked us. They said, oh my gosh, it seems like we are worshiping in the beach all together with campfire. It's like super cool to hear you sing anyway, like super good. But we made some mistakes, so we had no hopes. And the producer of this contest, who is one of the, I think the only one that have a Christian produce...
A record label.
Okay. Yeah. This guy is called Angelo Maugeri, and he has the first, I think, and only one record label, Christian music. He said, "If you are in, we will call you. If you're not, don't. We won't call you." And we were so until this date.
Okay.
And the day before this day, we were like...
still hadn't heard anything.
No, nothing.
How many days was it? Like, how long did you have to wait? Was it a month? Week or 2 weeks?
One month.
A month?
No, 20 days.
Oh, wow. Almost 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Because they do the live auditions in several different cities. So we were in Verona, but they had in Rome... in Milano, in Florence, in everywhere. And so we receive a message from Angelo and told us, guys, can we do a call together? And we were like, oh my God. We were so happy because we knew that. What does it mean? And so...
Probably a few minutes before we said, okay, he's calling us to say... I'm so sorry, guys. You are so funny people. You are good guys, but you're out.
So every step of the way thus far, you guys have doubted yourselves.
Yes, right now still.
We're not good enough. Other people are good enough. We don't sound good enough. All that. Every step of the way, you count yourselves out. But
they say that we can pass to the final step. And we arrived there and was super good, super like a dream, because it was the first time we sang in a theater. And so it was
super... It's a much different experience.
Yes. And with the lights and all people filming, and we were like...
We were in a group of 12, yeah, like... Some people like groups single singer, you know.
Yeah, they had like different categories. So they had group category, a solo category, correct?
Yes.
And you guys...
Auto, when people write their songs, songwriters.
Songwriters, yeah. Yes. Singer-songwriters.
Yeah. Okay. We had like groups, singer-songwriters, and cover.
Okay.
Singer.
Okay.
But... from the 160, we arrived to the 60 and then to the 12. Not bad.
We say it's not bad. So we arrived here. So that's not bad.
Yeah. So even if you got 12th place in all of Italy.
So it's very good. If you think that a few months before we just sent a video with a song, like, you know, like...
that you made in 1 hour or whatever.
If you guys say the video on YouTube, we even wrote not in a correct way the name of the song that we made. So that's funny.
It's a joke now. It's too long. And so we did this final step and we arrived at the fourth place because... Our fault, but it's another story. But we were, yes, the first flight.
Yeah, it's the fourth place in all Italy, so not bad.
But the bad thing was that we made some mistakes, and so we were very disappointed.
Yeah, down on yourself.
Yeah, because we give the victory to the other group. Mm. We didn't deserve this.
Yeah.
And so we were so disappointed. Yeah. I remember we came back from Milano crying because if we have done, we have give the best, you know, okay, yeah. I lose because yep. I give the best, but. Yep.
But you didn't.
We didn't.
You made these mistakes.
And so we were so sad. Ilaria was so sad. She was destroyed. And we said, okay, it's a good experience. Let's go.
It was a great experience.
I
putting myself in your shoes. I mean, to go through all of that and to meet all of those people and to hear what other, you know, groups and singer-songwriters sound like and what maybe how they prepare and what they, I imagine just the entire experience, having to audition and be critiqued in front of a judge. And, you know, you watch some of those TV shows and to stand up there and have other people critique you and to tell you, okay, you're good in these areas, but you need to improve in these other areas. It's a very vulnerable thing to go through. I mean, you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself and who you are. And I imagine it's a lot easier doing it in a group than just being up there by yourself. But yeah.
I think that's why killed us, the critic, because he was very bad with us. He was right some way, but he was very
direct, huh?
Yeah.
He told us, what are you doing here, guys?
Like, but after this, we start working on our project in Instagram. And in that period, Angelo start to keep in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that dream, you know, inside mm-hmm. the pocket. Like, we can try to do something more than just J Factor. We could do some, like, CD and so. And we start to speak with him. And he said, okay, if you want, we can work on it. In a few months, we start all the process. Last week, we went to Rome to register the first CD of
wow.
iCactus. It's made by 7 songs, written, the whole rap is written by Luis. He's a very...
Wow. Amazing. Very... my goodness. All the verses are, yeah. Of course, they're in Italian, but the maybe we can try to translate for you. But the words that he put in the rap was, yeah.
Mm.
His story, you know.
Oh wow.
His relationship with God and yeah and. Our story too, so it was amazing.
That's cool.
And so it was a very super good experience because we felt a very nice atmosphere and we were super happy to be in living the dream.
Yeah.
Something that was very close, it was very far from us at the beginning of this year and now in next month we will have our CD, we will have music on Spotify, we will have music on YouTube, we will have music, like, it's too much for us. We are still like, wow, we can't believe it.
And you're also talking about touring around, singing in churches and that sort of thing as well. And so,
and I think this is the best part of this project, because with Hopeful Music, the record label, you have the opportunity to record the CD, to do a video clip, and then 2 years of tour in the churches of Italy.
Wow.
And they have a lot of contact with pastors.
Yeah.
And not only to sing, but also to preach to young people. And so...
Yeah, we are excited of this. Of course, I think it's the most important thing for us. It's not the music. is just to left something in the heart of the people that hear these songs and spend time with Isaac. And this is what God is starting to show us. Even in this trip in Rome, we met people that they are not Christian, but they are working with us to recording the song, to recording the video and take pictures of us. And God gave us the possibility to share with them about Jesus. And we have a very nice moment, even in the recording place. And with this guy, Marco, his name, Marco Canigula, and Alessandro was another guy that they're working with us to record the song. And they were, we are sure that was God touching their hearts. And a few hours after we arrived there, they started to say, you guys have to pray for this place. You guys pray for us. They had a very difficult moment. And so they're needing something spiritual, something from God. And I'm sure that God make it possible that we spend time with these guys. Even the guy that and his girlfriend, they made for us the video and the picture, and they asked us to pray for us, and it was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. Thanks God and Jesus that love everybody and every time try to put his love in the people. So
well, that's exciting. I'm excited because, I mean, again, going back to what you said 11 years ago and Catherine, you pushing this competition on your friends that nobody else wanted to do it, and you drug them into the competition. Man, just to think, who knows where this could go. And so we'll definitely follow up in the future the next time we're able to record an interview and a conversation with you guys. But the name of our podcast is A World of Good Podcast. And one of the questions that we always want to ask our guest is, what good is God doing in your world today that you have seen him at work, personal lives, family lives, in your church, in your community? But what is the good that is happening in your world?
Good thing is God is doing for us. Personally, he's helping us to meet new people. And these people, they are hungry for God. So even if a lot of them, they doesn't come to the church, they just look into us and how we live, how we live our married life, or how we are parents, you know, and how we work even in our normal life.
Yeah.
So, but I think the very good thing that God is doing is helping us to meet these people and speak them about Jesus. And yeah, that's, I think this is the most beautiful thing that God is doing with us.
I think I will answer this question more for me, like more personal.
Yeah.
Because during these years, I've seen how God is faithful and he never forgets what you ask. Because I remember when I was a child, I always do my list at the beginning of the year, and I found them since the 20,
really?
Since when I was 11. So 2005, I have this list.
Wow.
And in that list was written, I want to be a singer. I don't know why I wrote that, but I never dreamed that thing.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be a dancer or an actress, not a singer.
Not
but
a singer.
In that year, I wrote this. A rap singer.
A rap singer. Not a just a singer. Singer. You want to be a rapper.
I don't know.
A gangster.
And I think what I've seen, not only with iCactus, but the whole, like in these 2 years, is that God is doing his will in a different way that I thought.
Mm-hmm.
but he's also giving what I wanted, you know? Mm. He is a good father, a very good father, and he knows what we need in the time that we need it. And so the 2019 was one of the worst years in my life. I think I lose everything. But in the worst year of the world, it was the best year for me. God gave us Noah. God gave us a new church, a new house, new dreams, new vision. And also that dreams that were died completely because I didn't remember them, he started to give them life. And so I think what God has done in our family too is that God has given life, new life, completely new life. And he's still doing this. So I think for Lovaglio's family is...
the year of 2020 was the year that God said to us, the 1st of January, he gave us this word. He said, I'm doing all the things new. Are you seeing? And for us, it was the verse of the all the year, you know. And when we read this verse, we say, okay, we don't know what has happened. So the COVID comes, and Zoom comes, new facility comes, a new house comes, new life, no, so new times.
Yeah.
That word that we received.
Yeah. So this year God said to us that you will know the truth, and the truth make you free. So let's see what happened. We are not finished yet this year.
There's still a few more months left at the time of this recording. So the name of your band is iCactus. People can follow you on Instagram, YouTube, all the social media things. And hopefully by the time this interview comes out, by the time we release this, they can also listen to your music on Spotify and maybe other places as well. But we'll definitely add links to the show notes and all of that so people can find you guys and listen to you. And thank you so much for your time. And we will be following your careers, hopefully, as you guys take off. So we're excited for you all.
Thank you. Thanks for believing in us.
And God bless you guys.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.